Hi, this is Tony Campolo. The name of the show is From Across the Pond. I'm usually joined by Shane Claiborne, but for a little while, next couple of weeks at least, he won't be with us. He's off who knows where doing the work of the kingdom. I got to say this, that Tony Campolo and Shane Claiborne are here for the most part every week. The name of the show is From Across the Pond, so named because it's put together at Cabrini University, which is just outside of Philadelphia, and across the road from Eastern University, where I have taught for decades. And these are both Christian schools that try to communicate the sense of Christian mission to all the students that graduate. So our students are more likely to go into third world countries, into the inner city, and work among the poor and the oppressed in the name of Jesus. Eastern University, that's where I come from, and that's located just outside of Philadelphia. You can learn about Eastern by going to the website easternuniversity.org. Excuse me, .edu. I made a mistake there. Red Letter Christianity. You can learn about our movement, which is headquartered at Eastern. Eastern University headquarters, the Red Letter Christians movement. Go to redletterchristians.org and learn all about it. Well, today I'm going to be talking about Red Letter Christianity because the movement is picking up momentum. It's picking up steam. It's moving forward at an incredible movement. Every day, people go to our website, redletterchristians.org, and sign on and say, I want to be identified as a Red Letter Christian. Primarily, this is because things have been happening to the evangelical community, especially here in the United States. But having just returned from Europe, I find that evangelicals in Europe no longer want to call themselves evangelicals anymore because the word evangelical in the popular media, in the newspapers, on television and newscasts, evangelicals are labeled as being the solid base for Donald Trump. If you want to be a Republican, that's good. That's acceptable. You want to be a Democrat, that's acceptable. And in the United Kingdom, if you want to be a member of the Conservative Party, that's okay. If you want to be a member of the Labour Party, that's okay. If you want to be a member of the Liberal Party, that's okay. But the thing is, we don't want Christianity to be identified with a particular political ideology, especially when that ideology is articulated by Donald Trump. Here's a guy who's unwilling to categorically condemn Nazi movements here in the United States. When the neo-Nazi movement marched in Charlottesville, Virginia, and I'm sure that became worldwide known, Donald Trump was not about to stand up and say, I divorce myself from that. I don't want anything to do with that neo-Nazi movement. Instead, he said about those who were in the neo-Nazi movement and those who were in opposition, quote, I'm quoting him, there are good people on both sides. I got to say this. I don't see anything good about the neo-Nazi movement or the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, if you're going to identify yourself as being part of that movement, let me just say, you and I have to part company ideologically. You're still my brother. I want to reach out to you as a brother or a sister. And if you're a Christian, terrific. But I think there's incongruity between being Christian and being part of a neo-Nazi movement or being Christian and claiming to be part of the Ku Klux Klan. Yet both of those movements, the Ku Klux Klan and the neo-Nazi movement, both tend to call themselves Christian movements. We're saying, no way. We're into the red letters of the Bible. You know, the old Bibles had the words of Jesus highlighted in red letters. And we say, if you take Jesus seriously, you won't be an ethno-nationalist. That's a new word that I came up with, an ethno-nationalist. These are people who are saying God's people are white. They are Anglo-Saxon. They are Protestant. God is bigger than that, people. Don't let yourself get caught up in that kind of thing. I'm particularly upset with those who follow Donald Trump because here's a guy who is going to make it very difficult for anybody who wants to be an immigrant to the United States. England and Germany, they have their problems with immigrants. They have their problems with Muslims. But we here in the Red Letter Christians movement say we welcome you regardless of what your religious background is, regardless of your sexual orientation, we welcome you, regardless of your ethnic background. We follow a Jesus who claims to embody the God who is Father of all, the God who with whom there is no distinction. The Apostle Paul writes in the book of Galatians, third chapter, the 28th verse, "In Christ, there is neither Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, Scythian nor barbarian, male nor female, all are one in Christ Jesus." A red letter Christianity, which we articulate, which we propagate every time we do these shows on Premier Radio, we really say, hey, we are into the red letters of the Bible, the words of Jesus. We take them seriously. And with Jesus, you have a incarnated God who reaches across racial lines. He says, I'll tell you who your neighbor is. Your neighbor is that Samaritan, that member of another ethnic group, another religious orientation. He is somebody who, in fact, tells the Jewish community to whom he preached, I'm talking about a guy from Lebanon and a woman from Samaria, and these people are going to enter the kingdom. And you got to accept that. You've got to learn to embrace that. The kingdom of God is greater than any ethnic or religious group. And we come preaching the red letters of the Bible. If you go to the red letters, you'll find that Jesus constantly talked about the kingdom of God. He tells his followers, I have come to declare the kingdom of God is at hand. And this kingdom is going to be on earth. And that's why we pray in the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We have problems with Donald Trump when he looks at people who are coming up from Latin America and says, you know, can't let these people in because among them there are rapists, there are murderers, there are thieves, there are terrorists. Oh, that's his latest thing. Terrorists are going to be among these new immigrants. Man, I got to tell you this, that the Bible teaches this, perfect love casteth out fear. Right now, we've got politics in America that are playing on fears. Be afraid of Muslims. Be afraid of people from developing countries. Be afraid of these people who are gay. Be afraid of these people who are transsexual. Right now, Donald Trump, is trying to take social rights and political rights away from people who are transsexual. You say, do you welcome into the household of faith transsexuals? My Bible has a Jesus who says in the red letters, check it out, if you have one of those Bibles that have the words of Jesus highlighted in red, I am no respecter of persons. Whosoever will may come. Did you get that word? Whosoever will may come. I don't know who you are out there in the radio audience, whether you're in New Zealand or Australia or across the United Kingdom from whence this program has come. We broadcast across the United Kingdom, but we always take our radio shows and turn them into podcasts. And if you go to redletterchristians.org, you can log on to our radio shows, any one of them for years past, and catch on what we have said and what we talked about. Redletterchristians.org, log on to our radio shows across the pond, and you can catch up with what we've been talking about in these wonderful days that we live in. We do live in wonderful days because the potentialities for doing good in today's world are incredibly great. The Red Letter Christians movement is moving around the world. In the United Kingdom, under the leadership of our good friend Ashley Barker, go to the website and check out Ashley Barker, ashley.barker.org, and learn about the movement. He is leading it in the United Kingdom. It's just getting off the ground. He's just getting it organized. He's got a board together. He's got it recognized by the government there in the United Kingdom. And he's got things going. He's working out of a place called Newbegin House in Birmingham and Manchester, England. When I was over in the United Kingdom, I met with him and met with Steve Chalk, who I think is the most dynamic Christian leader in the United Kingdom. and they're with us in developing this movement because they say the word evangelical has got too much negative baggage. If you were to go to the BBC reporters or to the Times or the Telegraph reporters and say, evangelical, what comes to mind? I think these media people would say, evangelicals? Oh, they're those people who are into Donald Trump. And they're basically judgmental. They are basically evangelicals. They're basically people who are opposed to environmentalism. And they are people who are opposed to other religions. They are people who stand out and condemn people of different sexual orientations than the usual ones. They are people who have embraced an agenda that is very, very much to the right end of the political spectrum. We're not into being sexist. And, you know, Donald Trump has come across very much as an anti-feminist sexist. I mean, some of the things that he said about women and to women are shocking. And they say, if that's what evangelicalism is about, we don't want to call ourselves evangelicals anymore. Fine. Then start calling yourself Red Letter Christians. Go to the website. Check out redletterchristians.org and find out what we are all about. I'm very encouraged these days. I'm seeing young leaders emerging who are defining the church in bold new ways. Shane Claiborne is perhaps one of the most leading of these Christian figures who has done so much to redefine what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Here's a guy who gets arrested in front of the Supreme Court for being opposed to to capital punishment. He encroaches on sections of the steps where nobody is allowed. But he goes there because he says, if I just stand on the sidewalk, nobody's going to pay attention to me. He gets arrested and gets arrested for a good cause. I'm opposed to capital punishment. He's been opposed to the war, all wars. He's embraced a Christian pacifist position. He would say, I'm not a pacifist. I'm into nonviolent resistance. And there's a big difference between being a pacifist and just being peacefully keeping your mouth shut. He speaks loud and clear, and he chooses to resist evil in politics, in social policies, but he does it nonviolently. And because of that, he doesn't want to engage in warfare. He's a nonviolent resister. He's opposed to those who challenge the dignity of other human beings. I watched him as he went to the Holy Land and went to Palestine and spoke at conferences called Christ at the Checkpoint. These are conferences in which there is a call to respect the right of Jewish people to have a homeland of their own. These are Palestinian Christians who say, we are ready to accept the fact that the Jewish people have a land that they can call home. It's the state of Israel. But they must stop making life difficult for Palestinians. The Palestinians who live in the Gaza Strip face hardships because the Israeli government has put an embargo on their land so that they can't receive what they need in the way of medicines and food and other material. I understand the need to make sure that arms are not brought into the Gaza Strip. And I guess that's the primary reason for the embargo. But there certainly should be ways to get what is needed to the people in the Gaza Strip while at the same time making sure that no war material is brought in. Let's end the embargo. Let's have justice for the Palestinian people. They can't move about without being checked at every turn and at every point. At the same time, we stand for nonviolent resistance. When the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank go to the border of Israel and start throwing Molotov cocktails across the line, when they shoot rockets over the wall that explode and endanger the lives of Israeli people. We say, while we stand with you for justice, we stand against you when you use violent means in order to obtain justice. I know what you're going to say. We've tried nonviolent means and it hasn't worked. We've tried nonviolent means and nobody pays any attention to us. And that's why we resorted to violence. That may be the case, but let me just say, we understand why you have resorted to nonviolence, to violent means. But let me say loud and clear, violence breeds violence. We're followers of Jesus who said, those who live by the sword die by the sword. That's the word of Jesus. Let me break here and say I'm Tony Campolo. I'm doing this show alone today because I usually have as a co-host on the show, Shane Claiborne. He's not here. He won't be here for the next week or so. But he'll be back. He's our man. And he's the leader of the Red Letter Christians movement, redletterchristians.org. We don't call ourselves evangelicals anymore because evangelicalism has earned a bad name. It has too much negative baggage. They're seen as judgmental, as anti-gay, anti-women, anti-environmental, anti-immigrant. They see themselves as married to Donald Trump. Yay, in America, white evangelicals support Donald Trump without reservations, voting for him at this rate. 81% support Donald Trump at election time. And we're saying, wait a minute, we think that Christianity should not be aligned with any particular movement, with any particular political party, with any particular candidate. We should stand apart from the political process. And in the words of one of our leading Red Letter Christians, our good friend Jim Wallace, we want to speak truth to power. Those who are in powerful positions, who are in government, we want to speak truth to power. We don't want to be the power people ourselves. So check us out. And if you agree with what we're saying on our website, there's a place where you can sign on, where you can say, I want to identify myself as a Red Letter Christian. Thousands of people around the world have signed on and said, I am a Red Letter Christian. Why don't you do the same? So that's the good word for today. I want to go on and talk about what I've been seeing. I was in Vienna. There's a church there called the Burning Church. Check it out. This is a group of Christians that are now building a facility in the heart of Vienna, a facility that will be open to everybody in the community, people who are Muslims. As a matter of fact, when I was there in Vienna a couple of weeks ago, I met with this church group. What I found were there were a significant numbers of Iraqi people in the group. And I said, oh, when did you become a Christian? They said, oh, we're still Muslims. We haven't become Christians. Well, what are you doing here in this church? Well, this church welcomes people regardless of where they come from. And we have found that they are people who want to meet our needs, help us to adjust to our new society, who are teaching us how to speak English, who are helping us get jobs, who are helping us to establish residency here. We find that these people care for us, and that's why we're in this church. Whoa, what a great reputation where Muslims feel welcomed in the church. Muslims say, we're here. We don't accept everything that this church teaches. When they say that Jesus is the incarnation of God, we're not about to say that. But we are willing to say that Jesus is one of the greatest moral teachers that has ever lived. And we are here to listen and to learn about Jesus. Whoa, that's great. That's wonderful. That's what we think the church should be. And so the Burning Church, if you got that name, check it out on your computer. Find out about the Burning Church. And they're getting established. They're developing this facility that will have health care, legal help, that will provide counseling for people who are in need, who want to especially reach out to the poor and to the oppressed and to the downtrodden. I want to give a plug for Shane's book. The Irresistible Revolution. It's one of the best-selling books among Christian authors around the world. The Irresistible Revolution. Check it out. Shane Claiborne, the author. It's being reissued, updated. It came out 10 years ago. It made an impact around the world. As a matter of fact, when I was in Germany a couple of weeks ago, I was in touch with a wonderful young woman. Her name is Anna Monet Butt. And she is one of the leaders of a church that meets in bars. I visited one of these bars, this place where Christians meet on Sunday mornings. The bartender's thrilled. He says, you know, we never had anybody in the bar on Sunday morning. Now the place is packed, and they drink a lot of beer. In Germany, they have no problem with beer. And so they come, they drink some beer, they sing some hymns, they listen to the gospel being preached. I say that's terrific. And it was interesting that the leader of this particular bar, the owner of this particular bar, says, you know, I'm beginning to identify myself as a Christian for the first time because I'm finding out there's a new kind of Christianity being propagated in this movement. So check out Anna Monet Butt, A-N-A-M-O-N-E, Anna Monet Butt, B-U-T-T, and find out what she's doing there in Germany. And the movement's picking up steam, and I'm getting great encouragement to find that the old ways of doing church, you know, with the big building with the stained glass windows and people sitting in pews, that is being maintained, to be sure, and I'm glad it is, but a new kind of church is coming into being that meet in strange places like bars and pubs and are doing great things for Christ in the kingdom. I'm particularly concerned these days with the United States of America. I mean, you people on the other side of the pond must be concerned with what's going on in the United States and what has happened as evangelicals have lent their support to Donald Trump and to Trumpism, which denies global warming, that is opposed to immigrants coming in. Oh, they say we're not opposed to immigrants. We just want to be careful about who they are. Do you know how many immigrants from Syria that Donald Trump has allowed into the country in the last year? Get this, 11. 11. We have created the refugees, and yet we're very reluctant to accept them into our country. That's got to change, people. And there's got to be a new kind of politics, a red-letter Christians kind of politics, in which we say Jesus is not a member of any particular political party. He transcends political identity and comes with judgment, looking at each political party and saying, in what ways is your party manifesting a platform that gives recognition to the things that I taught? In the 25th chapter of Matthew, Jesus says this: if you take in the alien, if you reach out to the poor, whatever you do to those who he says at the end of the 25th chapter of Matthew, who I call the least of these, you're serving me. You're serving me when you reach out to the immigrant, to the persecuted person, to the poor, to the oppressed, to those who have different sexual orientations. I ask you this: if Jesus was physically present in the world today, what do you think he would have to say to gay people, to transsexuals? What do you think he would have to say to people who live on the margins? We have a Christ who was big on reaching out to people on the margins, and that's what we want. We want to be a church and a follower of Jesus that reach out to people who are on the margins. Listen, we have to say a special word of thanks to Premier Radio. They give us this time to promote Red Letter Christianity, and they charge us nothing. I mean, my goodness, to have this privilege of sharing our convictions with people not only across the pond in the United Kingdom, but via our podcast with people around the world. So thank you, Premier Radio. And Premier Radio exists for one reason alone. People like you, our listeners, send in financial support. So would you do that? Would you look up Premier Radio on your website and make a contribution, a financial contribution to Premier Radio that make us able to show you the truth of the gospel as we broadcast across the pond? Thanks for listening.